Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. We're just right here. We're just right here. I'm inviting you to take a moment to pause and acknowledge that you are here with a deep breath. And wherever you may be, invite a sense of acceptance and gentleness and ease. For nothing is really wrong. It is just in our heads, and it is just our perceptions that make things complex and more problematic than it really is. The world is just whirling. Energies are just whirling in and around. You are just breathing. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. And with that comes all emotions, learnings, a little bit of pain, a little bit of suffering, but a lot of golden learnings as well. A lot of fortitude and meaning. And that was the theme of our newsletter for the week, which is find true meaning and purpose in your day-to-day. Because a great life is just a string of great days. And what does it look like for you? I'm inviting you to be accountable in your expenditure of time. Where do you spend your energy? Where do you focus your attention? Because that is how you create your life. Where your focus is, that is what expands, and that is what materializes in front of you. A couple of nights ago, we were with friends and we were just discussing the concept of quantum physics, wherein things are in their hazy wave state, and once you put your attention and observation in a thing, it turns into particle. It behaves like a particle. So that's the power of our attention and intention and observation. For what you observe outside of you, it hardens and materializes and becomes real. But if you close your eyes and take a deep breath, you're in the hazy wave state. When you're not thinking, you're tapping into the full possibility of everything. The fullness, the quantum field, the akasha, the universal truth, the four dimension, the things that are yet to be. These are all created in the mind first. So what shall it be for you today? Each day we're given an opportunity to start anew. You're given the opportunity to change the direction of your life. You're given the opportunity to lead yourself towards closing the gap from where you are to where you want to be. And this involves taking responsibility, changing some things, becoming honest with yourself, and really taking an honest look at where you are and watching your patterns and behavior. That's why journaling and having an honest conversation with oneself is very important. Catch yourself if you're having unconscious biases, if you're jumping to conclusions, if you have preconceived notions that are deeply embedded in your subconscious. In the hazy wave state, in your meditation and in your silence, you get to observe the behavior of your mind. It behaves. For it runs on patterns that you're used to. You can ask questions such as, why am I addicted to this thought of the past? Why am I being resentful of such and such? Why am I imposing this limit to myself? So in this quietness, you can do a quick body scan, bring attention to the toes, the legs, the calves, the abdomen, the shoulders, the chest, the point in between the eyebrows, and unclench the jaw, relax the scalp, and embody a sense of renewal. Cultivate a sense of rebirth, for we are not the same person 5 minutes ago. Somebody once said, no one can cross a river twice, for you are a different person when you cross the river the second time. Watch when we are too attached to the mind's addiction to what it's used to. Its addiction to comfort and its clinging to what is familiar. Let go. Try to listen. Listen to others. Shout out to Corey Allen. He has a good podcast, and he always says that try listening to the person, not your idea of the person. Because we always have an idea of the person. When somebody's talking, we're already thinking of our rebuttal or our position on a thing. Try just listening. No agenda, no goal. No need of gain, my friend. Just be in equanimity. Be an equanimous being. And that is where true power is. When you really find your center, when you're unaffected by external circumstance, you have all the security that you need. You are alive, you can breathe. If you can breathe, you have more good things happening to you than bad. And if you take a deeper look onto things, there is no such thing as good nor bad. Thinking makes it so. It's just lifing itself. And we are just blessed that we are gifted this consciousness to observe and appreciate things and feel sensations. If you're feeling something that is painful, take a step back and really face it. Isn't it just a sensation? And most things and sufferings can be let go. And if you let go of that pain and suffering and resent, you rebirth. You're gonna undergo a rebirth, a consecration, a refortification. Just like the gods, when they bang us beings until the brass turns to gold, because we are purified. Just like the diamonds, through pressure, they become what they are. And through the caterpillar strengthening its arms, turning it into beautiful wings. So train yourself. Train yourself to be joyful. Train yourself to not being attached to anything, because there's no point. You'll lose it anyway. You'll lose everything anyway. So enjoy it while it's here. Respect it and revere it. Treat everything as sacred. And I'm here to guide you. If you need to go deeper into other ways of looking things, if you want a change in your life, if you're in the middle of transition, check out startearlytoday.com. And one of my favorite things to do is to hang out in the kitchen and conjure up something new. And it is a form of artwork that is a gift to us humans to cook nourishing meals. So you can find my work at makepurethyheart.com. That is where you can find all of the recipes. I have come to create and post hundreds of them already, which I go back to myself. I go back there to find inspiration, and I can't wait to hear what you're coming up with your time in the kitchen, your time in your life. And creativity is not limited in the kitchen. It is in what you can write, what you can sing, how you be, how you carry yourself, okay? Each and every moment can be seen as ecstatic and beautiful if we practice mindful wakefulness to be truly awake in the majesty that is right in front of us. What might seem nothing is an expanse of indescribable, unsolvable, mysterious somethingness. Just like the empty space in front of you, that's not empty space. It's made up of quantum strings that are vibrating in perfect harmony for you to be able to breathe. Okay? And the sun is just flaring up the right amount of explosions for the stars to maintain their energies, and the right amount of heat for the rarity of us humans to enjoy your time here. So your time here is rare. It is a gift. May we look deep into its importance. Each and everything is important. The way you wipe your countertop and the way you fold your clothes is it. There's no meaning in life but the thing you put in it. Okay? It can be so beautiful if we just put a little tender loving care into each and everything we do, in each and every thought we think. That's it for today. Hope you found some value. Please feel free to share and comment and engage in the comments here, wherever you're listening to. I appreciate you. That's it for today. Happy Tuesday or Wednesday. Namaste.